All right, can you start off with the Bleacher fundraiser? Last time we talked, it was just sort of starting out. Can you talk about how it's gone so far and where that project's at right now?
Yeah, so it's coming along great, actually. You know, we had started it last spring on Facebook through the school page. Didn't push it all summer long. Really only started promoting it in the fall. And as soon as we started putting out, you know, the thank yous for people and businesses that have donated, it just, you know, it got rolling in itself, and they were coming in left, right, and center. So we're very fortunate to be meeting our goal. And, you know, now we're going to be at a point soon where we're going to approach the board for, you know, going out for tenders and completing the project, hopefully by the end of the school year.
And so how much were you hoping to raise there, and how much are you at right now?
Well, the bleachers themselves cost about $64,000. That's installed. They're motorized, you know, Cadillac version.
Okay.
Of what we can get. We're at about 52 right now, but we do know of businesses and individuals that are looking to contribute. We just don't know how much or when. So we do have a short list of, you know, money to come, hopefully, and then that'll bring us closer to our goal. But we're definitely getting there and quickly, which is very nice.
Yeah, geez, that's quite the turnaround there to start. What was it? Not even a year ago now, and have 50 grand in your pocket. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's it. We've got donations. You know, a seat cost $200. Mathematically, we had just divvied it up to make that number make sense. But we have donations of $50, and we have donations of $5,000. So anywhere in between has helped us balance those numbers out, and it's, you know, to date, it's worked. We took that idea from the former auditorium renovation that had happened a few years ago, an individual seat purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the idea came from, and we thought it was a great opportunity for us to use that same format for this.
And you sort of mentioned that earlier there, but can you talk a little bit about the sort of the next steps once you get that last 10 grand in the bank? If you put it out to tender, when do you see the timeline working there for actual install and everything?
Yeah, so I know just, you know, for us to move forward, I had to get a quote from a company just so I knew what the ballpark range was going to cost this year. So I do have an official quote already in the books, and that company would be 6 to 12 weeks for order. So the school board, because the purchase is over X amount, has to go through tender process,
yep,
just like,
yep,
anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume most companies are going to end up being the same, right? It could take 2 to 4 months. Just for the product to arrive and be installed. So we'd like to wrap this up before Christmas break. And then obviously the installation could happen before the end of the school year, or, you know, worst case scenario, during the summer break.
Okay. And I guess that leads me to the next question here. Do you have any ideas as far as next projects, or since this one's almost in the bag at this point?
Well, yeah, we spitball a lot of ideas. We've already started working on some grant applications through the MRC and, here to sport away and the government for, you know, ideally some field lighting out in our soccer fields and the 400 meter track and, you know, an outdoor pergola teaching area, you know, like an amphitheater. So we've got lots of ideas. We've got staff members that are working at getting these going, you know, but at this point they're really just at the beginning phases of everything. And, you know, we'll push one of those projects as soon as we can wrap up this one.
For sure. Lots in the works there. And moving on here to the Hall of Fame. Could you, I guess, start off by giving a bit of a background on the Hall of Fame there as well, and then leading into this year's nomination process as well?
So we brought the Hall of Fame in 2020, and then the induction class was for spring of 21. I think there was 13 people or teams that were inducted during that class. We said that we'd revisit it again in a quicker fashion than most Hall of Fames would, just to get it kick-started and running properly. So this time around, the nomination process is open. It's on our school website and Facebook page, and the community can nominate anyone that they feel should be in the Athletic Hall of Fame for whatever reason and provide those reasons to us. Anybody that was nominated back in 2020 but didn't get in are automatically submitted for this next round, and then obviously anybody that's new. And but this year it is capped at a maximum of 5 people that will be inducted, and that really depends on the votes of the committee, but there won't be 13, that's for sure. It's just maximum 5, and there's X amount per category. Off the top of my head, I don't know what exactly those are, number-wise per category, but it is on the official website for the Athletic Hall of Fame. And then we'll only revisit it again in 2030, 2040, 2050, every 10 years.
Okay.
Which gives people time to go out and do some great things. You know, it, most Hall of Fames wouldn't even have revisited within a 3-4 year span. But we thought it was important because there should have been people in the first class that weren't necessarily in there just because of the number of votes. But their careers have spoke for themselves and they should be inducted. So hopefully that's, you know, they get in this time around. And then again, 2030, 2040, 2050 after that.
And just just looking to establish it there for the start. You talk a little bit about, I know there's a few different categories there, you know, coaches, not just sort of alumni there, but can you talk a little bit about that?
There's coach, there's master athlete, there's team, there's special achievement, there's referee, there's volunteer. So there's a wide range of categories that someone could be nominated for. And really, it's up to the person that's putting the nomination in to make sure that it's well explained so that the voting committee, if they don't necessarily know the person or team, can fully understand why they believe they should be in the Hall of Fame. So most of the work is on the person putting the nomination in and not so much on anybody else.
And can you just go over there briefly the deadline to submit for this year and also where people can submit, the website and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so on the school Facebook page, there is a link that is pinned right at the top of the page. But there also is a website, I believe, if I can do this. It is Pontiac High School Athletic Hall of Fame .com. And the nomination period, the window is open until December 31st, and then it officially closes before we ring in the new year. And then after that, we'll get together as a committee and we'll vote, and the inductions will be made in the spring and presented at the next PHS Athletic Banquet.
Darcy, I want to thank you for your time. Thanks for speaking with me about these couple of projects here. And I understand you have some coming up here in the near future as well. If there's anything else you wanted to let our listeners know or anything that you wanted to mention that we didn't in the previous few minutes here, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I just thank you to everybody that's contributed to all these projects. You know, it takes a community to do so. And the Bleacher Project and the Tennis Court Project that we're just wrapping up here now are prime examples of that. It wouldn't be able to happen without the donations from everybody and the hard work people are putting in to make sure these things are done for our kids. So whether they realize it now or later, you know, our students are benefiting from this, and it's very important that we continue to support them in their journey and hopefully help them achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve or wherever they want to go in life.